me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. In a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
For you all just tuning in with us, been through the trenches with us, amen. through these years that we done been in ministry. We thank God for each and every one of you. ADM, God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Keep hanging in there, because the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. I know y'all tired of hearing me talking, so let's go ahead and bring on our mother. God bless your mother.
God bless you, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Under the sound of my voice, on behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer and the Queen of the House, Lakeisha Spencer, and we just thank and welcome you all for helping us celebrate our fourth anniversary. Like the song say, every day I'm blessed. So we welcome our guest speaker today, Dr. Hayes. God bless you. And we just want you to sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. God bless you, and I love you. Back in your hands, Apostle.
Thank you, Mother, for giving us that slice of apple pie, Sunday morning apple pie. She always, y'all already know, and ain't nothing like a good old Southern welcome, amen? And I'm telling you, you all just keep pressing, keep hanging in there. I know it's a little difficult time this in this season, 2020, but at the end of the day, understand this, it's all about enduring. I know you're enduring. Just keep holding on, keeping on, amen. I want to go ahead and bring on our very evangelist elect. We thank God for her as well as she get ready to start us off with our prayer. God bless you, evangelist leader.
God bless you, Apostle Temple, and everybody that's under the sound of my voice. We just want to give God his honor and praise today, because we do know that he is worthy to be praised no matter what the circumstances of the situation is. Our Father, our gracious Father who art in heaven, we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for just waking us up this morning, Father. Breathing breath in our body, Father God. The songs say the blood of Jesus never loses its power, Father God. And we just thank you this morning, Lord, for the blood, Father. The blood that's covering us, Father. The blood that is carrying us, Father God. The blood, Father God, that's giving us strength, Lord Jesus, to endure the pain, Father, the trials, the tribulations, Father God. The blood, Father God, that's picking us up, Lord, when we're weary, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we come before your throne this morning, Lord Jesus, we just ask you to bless the man of the hour, Dr. Hayes, Father God. Continue to use him, Father God, in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Continue to build him, Father, in a mighty way, Father God. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to put a fresh anointing on this line this morning, Father God. Let the words that come out of his mouth, Father God, touch everyone, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit, Father God, consume each and every last one of us, Father God, so we will never thirst again, Lord Jesus. And we continue to pray for the economy, Father God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you do your, you are the God with the master plan, Father God. I just ask this morning that everybody hold on to God's unchanging hand. Trust him and believe him that he will carry us through. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray this morning, knowing that we will receive a fresh anointing, blessings after blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We thank God for her, for that beautiful, wonderful prayer. I want you all to just do something for me all over the world, especially our brothers and sisters in different parts, international countries. We just want to thank God for each and every one of you. Some of you just need to go ahead and condition your atmosphere for the Spirit of the Lord to really touch you. I know that this day and time, it is hard for many of you. This 2020 really opened up some things, really revealed some things, and really revealed what kind of people that you have in your midst. But nevertheless, God is still in control. God is still in control. It ain't about what it looks like. It ain't about what it seems. It's about you know who's in front of it. And at the end of the day, Scripture declares, all things work together for his good. If you believe that, I want you to just put your mind on the Lord. Regardless if you're in Asia, regardless if you're in South Africa, regardless if you're in Norway, regardless if you're in Egypt, It doesn't matter if you're in Fiji. God bless you. The same God here in the United States of America is the same God over there. As one Lord, one faith, one baptism, as Scripture declares it. So I want you to just go ahead and thank him. Some of us probably got up this morning without just giving him a spirit of gratitude, just saying thank you. Just saying thank you. He's not asking for you to buy him something or give him something. He's really not asking for a financial seed. All he's asking for you is just be thankful. How many of you woke up this morning just saying thank you? I know things is not right with your families for some. I know things ain't right financially for some. But nevertheless, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You still in the number. You just give him a thank you. Amen? Give him a thank you. We just thank God once again for those that is tuning in, and it's thousands of you right now tuning in internationally. Amen. And we just thank God for you, my God, for logging with us for Eastern Standard Time in the United States of America. And it is a blessing. Listen, we're going to open up the phone. We're going to open up the lines later on in the broadcast. And we want everyone that needs prayer, we want you to tap in and plug in. Amen. I truly believe that the Lord has a word for each and every one of you. Thank God for you all that is taking a part and being with us. Amen. I got my brother in the Lord, Dr. Willie Hayes. He's going to be on just in a few seconds. But before he get on, amen, we just want to cover a little things, amen. Get a couple of little announcements out of the way. Get a couple of little things out of the way. Then we're going to move on. First Lady, you have an announcement? Y'all know First Lady got this birthday shout-out down packed. I'm just going to get ready to get out the way, amen. But nevertheless, we just thank God for you all. And we just bless you. And also, we're going to open up the lines for a few seconds. So we're going to open up the lines for a few seconds on this day. You have something you'd like to share. We would like for you, love for you to go ahead and press one, and you could go ahead and be a part of it. Amen. It's a blessing to hear from each and every one of you. Listen, family, we just thank God for you. Listen, on Monday, we're going to begin our Bible, getting into the Word. We're going from Genesis to Revelation. Some people never combed through the Bible for Genesis and Revelation. So we're going for Genesis and Revelation. It's not open to the public, I'm sorry, but it's also open to those that are family, because some things that we do behind closed doors of correction, reproofing, amen, we love for it take for behind closed doors, because we're here to build the ministry and help develop them in the Word, not in our theories or in our own concept or in our own whatever. Y'all know how that go. Interpretations, y'all know how to go. You know, y'all know what to do. Amen. You know, Scripture says this, and you got something else to say. No, we're going to take what the Scripture says. If it says a duck flew around a mountain, well, that's what it says. We don't need to put nothing else there other than the duck flew around a mountain. Amen. So join with us this Monday. Then we're going to be going through Genesis, Revelation. Now we're in Exodus, and we're going to go and finish up Exodus this week. Amen. Then we're going to keep on moving on in the Word. First Lady, you have anything to say? I think Deacon Willie Stiggers, I think he has something to say too.
Good morning, our ATM family. Again, happy 4th anniversary to you all. We missed you all last week, but I only have a few announcements. As we continue to go on in the service, remember ADM, our Wellness Mondays. I hope that you all are still on track with that, because it's something that makes a difference, especially those individuals who might be feeling a little weary, especially as the work week starts, and some individuals might not be able to go to work due to layoff of the pandemic and things of that nature. So we want to make sure that we start thinking about that tonight. The individuals who we want to reach out to, and just send them some words of encouragement. So again, our Wellness Monday is coming up. And again, ADM, continue to keep our ADM youth encouraged and keep them in prayer as they continue to navigate through the e-learning experience. Again, you all know how I feel about this. It's something that is different for them, and we want to continue to encourage them and keep them in prayer, and especially the teachers, because I've got to see
all of that in action. And it's not an easy task to be able to virtually teach and be able to get the concepts out and be able to also encourage the students. There's just so much going on. And a lot of us might be removed from that aspect of life, but just know our ADM youth need your encouragement and they need your prayers. So please govern yourselves accordingly. And again, ADM, just remember, we're still in the pandemic. We know there are a lot of individuals letting their guards down, not practicing social distancing and wearing your protective gear and so on and so forth. We don't want to fall prey to that. We want to continue to stay safe. We're so blessed that we're still here. And we want to continue to let you all know if you are in need of hand sanitizers, masks, or anything. We've sent a lot out so far. We still have more. So just reach out to us. We did send you all a text message letting you all know of our administrative changes. Again, I will resend the number out on Monday. But for those who might have a pen handy, the new number to request any kind of assistance is 770-686-5169. Again, 770-686-5169. And of course, I will be remiss if I do not mention our 7 a.m. morning glory with Minister Evangelist Elect Nita and Minister Elect Monica. I'm telling you, such an anointed team of women that they are not afraid to just step out and say exactly what the Lord wants them to say to command our morning. So please tune in, set your alarm clock, just jump in. And our very own apostle, he'll be on at 8 p.m. on Monday. But for this Monday, he has selected Minister Monica and Evangelist Elect to teach us and help us walk through and understand the concepts in the Bibles, the story Bibles of Exodus. So I'm really excited about that. So you all lock your time. Make sure that you get your alarm clock set so that way we can all be accounted for and get the information, because we are part of a teaching ministry, and I'm so proud to be a part of that. Want to make sure we don't leave anything on the table, everything that God has for us. So again, ADM, happy fourth anniversary. Continue to stay encouraged. ADM youth, continue to stay encouraged. We do have some birthdays coming up next week, which I'm really excited about. But for this week, we want to all continue to celebrate because it is our anniversary together. We love you, ADM. Back in the hands of the apostle.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Listen, you all, listen, I want everybody to know I'm in with my family, whole entire family, amen. We are up in the house, and they are in the house. Everyone, make some noise. That's great. Ow! Listen, y'all know I'm going to cut up. Y'all already know, amen. Make sure you spend time with your family. I'm a firm believer that your family comes first. I know we all say we got good ministry. I love my sister and brother in the Lord. But take time out with your family. Amen. God gave you that individual for a reason. Amen. Embrace your parents. Embrace your siblings. Embrace each other. Amen. Because you only get one. You only get that one. That one. Amen. And embrace each and every one of you. Even though you might got three brothers, two sisters, but that one, whatever their name is made unique and just for the individual. Amen. So embrace that individual as well. So listen, families and friends, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines if you like. We're going to be doing it all month long. Every day we come on Sunday morning. So if you'd like to share, say something, we thank God for you all. Please come in. A couple of our pillars of the ministry, Minister Juanita. We heard from Mother Helen on last week, but she want to come on this week. She can. And different ones. So if you can, go ahead and press 1 on your phone. We'll love to hear from you. Some of you, you know, you look better today than you was on yesterday. And the best is just yet to come. Amen. The best is yet to come. And it's not because, amen, ADM, it's because you putting God first. And whenever you put God first, guess what? The best is yet to come. Listen, we're going to go ready to go on the phone lines. Amen. And I'm going to take on a couple of more. So Listen, don't come later on and want to press one in the middle of the sermon or the message against speak. Pastor is not going to open up the line for that area. Amen. So go ahead and press your one right now. God bless you. You're on the air. 2601. I'm calling out the last 4 digits of your phone number. When I call out the last digit of your phone number, you will hear a beep. That beep is a sign that you are on the air. Amen. So 2601, God bless you. You're on the air.
Okay. Happy anniversary, Pastor Temple Spencer and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. It is an honor to acknowledge a pastor and First Lady. Your love and compassion for others has kept us to stay alive spiritually. I have grown and matured since I've been here at ADM. I appreciate your prayer and concern of my soul. Happy anniversary. May God bless you, First Lady, and prosper you in the years to come. Back over to you, Pastor.
God bless you, Mother Juanita. For those when I was calling out the different pillars of the ministry, this is Mother Juanita. She is one of them. And happy anniversary to you as well, Mother Juanita, because this is also your pretty much fourth year as well. She pretty much started out with us at the beginning. So this is your fourth year as well. So thank God for you. And I thank God for your faithfulness. And I thank God for your prayers. Because trust me, yeah, people like Pastor, but Pastor needs prayer too, amen. We still human, and we still go through things, and for you all to keep us lifted up, we thank God for you all, amen. Thank you, Mother Juanita. God bless you, caller, 3923, you're on the air.
Good morning, Apostle, and First
Good morning.
Lady.
Good morning.
This is Sister Felicia. I just wanted to say,
Felicia,
I've been with ADM about a year. And I have grown a lot, and I never seen so much love from anyone but God other than you and First Lady. Y'all have been very good to me, and I love you all. And I love being a part of ADM. Back over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sister Felicia Turner. We love you, too. And you are one that I want to let you know. You keep on moving. The best is yet to come. Amen. You haven't seen what God has in store for you. So you stay on the path that you are on with your life, with your family, because your recent season is just around the corner. Amen. Thank God for you all as well, Sister Felicia. Amen. Amen. If there's any more, go ahead and press one. If not, we're going to get ready to move on. We thank God for you all. Amen. And we're just going to keep moving on. Amen. You know, something, First Lady? You know that we announced our Father Willis Stiggers, especially for coming with us and putting a nail in there. My brother-in-law, another Willis Stiggers. Amen. My brother-in-law was with us at the beginning as well, you know, and a lot of this work he don't do, but he was so willing to get into it, to get a little dust on him and everything, just to have our back and see, you know, just to make sure we are going forward. So I just think, listen, thank God for family, regardless of wherever your family is, just be thankful for what you have. I don't know if you want to say anything. You want to say something, Doc?
Peace to everybody out there. I want to say congratulations to ADM. Continue to stay faithful. Continue to stay encouraged and inspired. I want to echo what the pastor said earlier about family. Family is what family does. It's important that you embrace your family while you can. And as we move into this season, I ask everybody to be alert, stay vigilant. Black Lives Matter. Let's stay conscious. Let's stay committed to the good fight. And this election season is coming up. I ask everybody to use their power at the voting ballot. It's important to turn protest into policy. And a lot of people fought and died for our ability to use that power. So I ask us as we move into this election season, that we do it in a very vigilant, a very determined, a very on purpose way. And I pray that we all stay safe as we move through this pandemic. Amen.
Amen. We always appreciate any time my brother gets an opportunity to come out and just share. He's very gifted in so many areas. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank all of our past members, who anyone who's ever shown into the ministry, whether it was by way of membership or administratively, just whatever. I just want you all to know that you will always be a part of our family. You will always have a part in our heart. And I just thank you all for that. And I just wanted to just, that was on my heart this morning. We have some people who are no longer a part of the ministry physically, but I believe in my heart and spirit, they're still a part of our ADM ministry. Because like I said from the very beginning, it is an experience. And once you have a true experience, you never forget it. So I just wanted to take a moment out and just say that. I'll turn it back over to you, Apostle.
Hey, man, we just want to echo as well, please. And, you know, take up, you know, we got men of God went before us to fight for us to have the right of vote. I want to echo that. Please go and establish your right to vote. Amen. We just thank God for you all once again. Amen. It is a blessing. And we know that God is a on-time God. It may not come when you want him or when you ask for him to come, but you better surely believe if it's his will, he's an on-time God. Amen? Amen. So we thank God throughout the years. We really experience that he is an on-time God. Listen, I want to go ahead and get ready to bring my brother in the Lord, brother in Christ. I just thank God for him. He just don't understand how much I thank him and how much I appreciate him. Amen. Word cannot say. Amen. And I'm very cautious who I call friends. I'm very cautious of that. Amen. If you don't see me around my mediated family, amen, I'm very cautious who I really associate myself with and who I really, you know, really get down with. But I found my brother and I love him because he's real. He's real and true to himself, and he's real and true the walk with the Lord. So I thank God for him. Amen. He come and play the music for us, but nevertheless, he has a bigger role than playing the music. Because sometimes, Dr. Willie Hayes, you carry me sometimes. That means you come carry me to help me get the job done, get the work done. Because pastor is not easy. Pastoring us, and I'm going to leave us right there where we at, brothers and sisters all over the world. Also, our brothers and sisters in Jamaica. Amen. It ain't easy. I just want to let you know that. But nevertheless, we just thank God for. So at this moment, many of you don't know him, especially our international family, amen? But this is my brother in Christ. I'm glad that we're able to introduce him on this platform. So I thank God for him, amen. Dr. Willie Hayes, God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. Can you hear me?
There you go. God bless you, bro.
God bless you. Thank you so much for having us. I was over here laughing. I said, the apostle added an IE on the end of my name, and I guess I'd be Willie today.
Hey, y'all, pray for me. I got work on it. That name calling is one. Pray for me.
It's all good in the neighborhood. I am Pastor Will D. Hayes, the third pastor of God's Word in Christ Ministries, a.k.a. the Healing Station, 661 Dill Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. And it is a joy to be on with so many listeners, so many saints from around the world. And I am honored to have this time to share. I met Apostle Spencer and First Lady Spencer out of the 4 years. I've been with the ministry 2 of those 4 years. And I went over, I always tell this story. I went over as a musician, a fill-in musician, one Sunday morning. And a friend of mine called me, and he was like, Hayes, a church needs a musician. And I'm like, well, you know, when I finish preaching, I just want to go to Popeye's Chicken, get me some chicken and a biscuit and a pepper, and go on home and get that Sunday. And I said, but I will go over here this particular time and give you an opportunity to find someone. And I oftentimes tell people that God has a plan even when we don't know what that plan is. And one Sunday turned into, long story short, one Sunday as the fill-in musician turned into 2 years as the musician for Awaken Deliverance Ministry. And I count it a joy and an honor. Apostle Temple Spencer and First Lady Spencer has always shown love and kindness towards me, and I'm beyond grateful. And I pause to say happy 4th church anniversary to ADM. You all are phenomenal. Everyone has a positive spirit, and I'm just honored to be in your midst.
Thank you, Rev.
And so at this time, is it time for the word?
Yes.
Amen. Well, let's jump on. Let's jump. Let's just get, like we used to say back in the day, let's get down to it. All right. Psalm 126. And we're going to look at verses 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 126. And we're going to look at verses 1, 2, and 3. I will be reading from the New International Version of the Bible that says it on this wise. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our months, our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And for a few moments of your time, I want to use for a sermonic topic on this 4th church anniversary. I want to use for a sermonic topic, who did it? God did it. Look at somebody standing 6 feet away and say to them, who did it? God did it. 4 years ago, God birthed Awaken Deliverance Ministry, a.k.a. ADM, through Apostle Temple Spencer. And I want to pause early on to note that I have, as noted earlier, I've been with the ministry for over 2 years now, and I've also been to many ministries over the course of my ministerial journey. And beloved, ADM is definitely one of the ministries that has the favor of God upon them. Over the past 2 years, I've seen with my own two hazel eyes people not only in the community being blessed, but people in the church being blessed because of the favor of God on this ministry and the leadership of Apostle Temple Spencer. Mortgages have been paid. Rent has been paid. Car notes have been paid. Groceries have been paid. If you bought chicken, hens, and my God, collard greens, rice, spinach, and the like, just because you got some money from ADM, you ought to be saying amen. Groceries have been purchased for needy families, and opportunities have been given to develop everyday people into outstanding ministry, family, and community leaders. You know, you go to some of these churches, let me parenthetically pause to say this. You go to some of these churches and they won't even let you sweep the floor. If you can't say amen, somebody ought to say ouch. But at ADM, Apostle ouch. Temple Spencer and First Lady Spencer give the people of God an opportunity to serve. And family, you don't get that in every ministry. As Psalm 118 and 23 reminds us, indeed, all of this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Beloved, I just stopped by this blog radio presentation on this 4th church anniversary of Awakened Deliverance Ministry on my way to heaven to encourage Apostle Spencer, First Lady Spencer, and ADM family, friends and well-wishers, to look up and live. No matter what may be going on in your life, ministry, or organization right now, I came on a divine conference call assignment to tell you that this too shall pass. Apostle Spencer, I don't care what anyone says. 4 years is a long time to deal with folks the color of brown in any congregational setting. 4 years is a long time to deal with people with and without teachable spirit. My brothers and my sisters, 4 years is a long time to deal with some who believe and some who don't believe. Apostle Spencer, 4 years is a long time, my brother, to periodically get stabbed in the back by those you and Lady Spencer have bent over backwards
Preach,
to help
Doc.
And to motivate. Somebody ought to say amen right there. No,
amen.
The road hasn't been easy, but you all are still here 4 years later. You're still here 4 years later proclaiming, as noted in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, that it is holiness or hell. It has been 4 years, and you're still proclaiming what the writer penned in Luke chapter 6 and verse 27. Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. You know, sometimes, can we just be real right now? Sometimes some ninjas can get on your last grit nerve, especially some of these church folks. Can we just talk about it right now for about 15 seconds? Some of these folks make not go down on one knee or have you going down on both knees in prayer. But thanks be to God that God has given us the power and the energy and the wherewithal to withstand it all. And 4 years later, ADM is still standing strong, regardless of the haters, regardless of those that said they wouldn't go, y'all wasn't going to last for a good 30 days, regardless of those who have came and gone and badmouthed the ministry. God has found favor on ADM. It has not been easy. It's not easy because some of these Showtime ninjas will make you go where you don't need to go and flip your wig. But in the words of the former First Lady Michelle Obama, when they go low, we got to go high. I'm preaching better than you all are saying amen. No, every day hasn't been peaches and cream, but God has sustained ADM because of dedicated members. And I want to pause right here to salute all of the dedicated members over the past 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, even the new members who have joined ADM. I want to say to you, my brother and my sister, you are, don't be fooled now. Don't let the devil fool you. You are in the right place at the right time. Over the past 4 years, God has sustained ADM because of a clearly communicated vision. See, at ADM, you don't have to wonder what's happening. Apostle Spencer lets you know what's happening because he's being led by the unction of Holy Spirit. Family, God has sustained this great ministry because of a man of God who is serious about doing effective ministry. I've seen it with my own two eyes. Apostle Temple Spencer is serious about doing effective ministry. Can I talk about it for about a good minute? He's not out here like some of these boogers. Oh, my God, I'm getting ready to get in trouble. Don't you all get off the line. I need you to stay on the line, but it's going to be a little heavy right here. He's not like some of these preachers got a wife and then got a girlfriend on the side. He ain't ratchet like that. Somebody ought to say amen. He ain't got a boo and a bae on the side. He ain't paying people off, giving no hush money to stop people from going to Channel 2. Oh, my God, the Fox 5 News. Talking about I slept with the pastor. I know what size shoes he wear. I know what size his underwear is. He ain't got to do all that because he is a true man of God. Family, it hasn't over the last 4 years. I know, just like you know, that it hasn't been easy, but God has been good to ADM. And by the man of God showing and exhibiting effective leadership, the ministry is still standing strong. And I think I also need to pause to let you know that the ministry is not standing strong because people are giving or not giving. And we thank you to those of you who pay your tithe and give your offering, because giving is a part of worship. But we thank God that ADM is not living Sunday by Sunday because of people giving, but ADM is going Sunday by Sunday because the favor of God is upon this ministry.
Amen.
And I think this is a good space and place to pause to ask you the question that I asked when I first opened up. Why don't you holler to your next room? Why don't you holler across your kitchen? Why don't you open your front door and scream out to your neighbor and ask them this question? Who did it? God did it. Apostle Spencer, as you already know, sometimes helping hands and willing workers in the church are hard to find. But through it all, you all are still able to provide effective ministry via this online platform. Through it all, you're still able to feed those who are hungry. Perhaps for someone else on this call, if we were to call the role narrative, you may not have steak, chitlins, neck bones, and chickens in your refrigerator. And some of us, we don't need to eat that stuff anyway. The doctor told you not to eat that stuff. That's why you're waking up now with a headache. Talking about something, Pastor, I need you to pray for me. I got the swimming of the head. Well, baby, you had the swimming of the head last Sunday. Did you go to the doctor? Yeah, Pastor, I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me that I need to leave salt alone. But you know, Pastor, I just couldn't leave that bag of Lay's potato chips alone. You did it to yourself. You may not have all of those things in your refrigerator, but look at you. You don't look like you missed a meal nor missed a snack. If you got a mirror nearby, you ought to go stand in the mirror and say, thank God I got some meat on my bone. Thank God I'm not a skeleton.
Please stop.
I may not have filet mignon, and I may not be able to grill a steak every day, but at least I got a couple of jugs of water. I got some Kool-Aid in my refrigerator. I got some beanie weenies. I got a couple of hot dogs and hamburgers in my refrigerator, and for that I can tell God thank you. Why? Because who did it? God did it. Your BFF turned their back on you. Your so-called boo-thang decided to find himself another thrill on top of Blueberry Hill. Your once upon a time Superman is now acting like Charlie Brown. Your children have gone, my God, they all gone wild. Your supervisor on your job is so evil that he or she is telling the devil what to do. But through it all, regardless of the category that you may have fallen in, you have survived. Why? Because who did it? God did it. Apostle Spencer, when certain folks in the church over the course of these past 4 years started acting and talking crazy, God's mighty hand held you and protected you from foolish foes and church clowns. When those you have helped the most smiled in your face and then turned around and talked about you like a junkyard dog, the Lord kept you in perfect peace to keep you from catching a case. Now, don't you all get it twisted now. Apostle Spencer, he loves the Lord. He prays. He fasts. He helps people as much as he can. But don't get it twisted now. He still knows about the streets. Somebody that knows him ought to say amen. Don't you just say any kind of way to Apostle Temple Spencer. You better know what you're talking about regarding what the Lord said, and you better know what you're talking about according to street knowledge. Because I tell people, I came from the hood. I got a t-shirt that says, I'm hood, but I still love the Lord. So you can't try to, my God, you can't slick a can of oil. Somebody ought to say amen. Yes, you could have been, you could have given them Apostle Spencer, yet you could have given over the last 4 years, you could have given some of these bugs and some of these booze, you could have given them a Cardi B tongue lashing. Yes, you could have gone slap off and came right back on, but you took it and them to the Lord in prayer. And I don't care what nobody says, prayer still works. For the Bible says in John chapter 5 and verse 16 that the prayers of a righteous man or woman availeth much. When somebody does something to you, don't drop F-bombs. Did you hear me what I say? When someone does something to you that you don't like, don't drop no F-bombs. Drop to your knees.
Amen.
When it seems like the gates of hell have opened up on your finances, on your family, on your health, your job or relationship, don't run to your friends, don't run to your co-worker, don't run to your significant other, but first and foremost, take it to the Lord in prayer. Somebody holler across your living room and say, this black man is preaching.
This black man is preaching.
And when you take it to the Lord in prayer and God fixes the problem, there will be no room for anyone to take credit. Only all credit goes is due to God on high. For all praises and glory does not belong to Will Hayes. All praises and glory does not belong to Temple Spencer. But all praises and glory belong to God. For what we are experiencing on today is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. When the doctor reports changes from positive to negative, who did it? God did it. When your husband starts acting like the man that you know God created him to be, who did it? Oh, baby, you got it. God did it. You can repeat it after me. When your wife stops fussing about cooking you a down-home meal at least once a week now, who did it? God did it. Somebody, my God, that's married right now to a wife that's lovely, but she don't like to cook. Maybe she's making her way to the kitchen right now. You ought to give God a praise right now.
All right.
And in our selected text, we see God doing it once again. Psalm 126 is a psalm of accents. It is the seventh in the series of 15 songs for pilgrims coming to Jerusalem. This psalm likely was composed after the exile in wondrous gratitude for God's restoration and prayers for the furtherance of that work. As this psalm opens up, the pilgrims were said to be traveling up to Jerusalem on their way to one of the festivals, and all of a sudden had a moment of reflection. All of a sudden, the movement stopped, and they remembered from where they had been delivered from and to where they were. They took a moment, Apostle Spencer, and remembered being in exile in Babylonia. These men and women remembered escaping from Egypt. These travelers in Psalm 126 paused and took mental inventory regarding how God allowed them to safely cross the Sea of Reeds, aka the Red Sea. Yet they have been restored to Zion, but it seemed too good to be true. In other words, the psalmist notes that it seemed just like it was a dream. And Apostle Spencer, it's 4 years later, and the congregation is still going strong. No, it's not a dream. 4 years later, and God is doing more for ADM during a global pandemic than pre-COVID. No, it is not a dream. Out of the 3,000 plus on this line, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're still on a job that you know you were not qualified for. No, it's not a dream. You're still alive when you know you should have been dead years ago. No, it's not a dream. Some of you all are getting unemployment and you're still working. Good God Almighty. No, it's not a dream. Why? Because who did it? God did it. In the text, the travelers celebrated their deliverance from captivity. I got to hurry up and get out of here. In the text, the travelers celebrated their deliverance from captivity with laughter and joyful songs. I can hear them now singing, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, and heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. You know, back in the Baptist church, they would say that was the A selection. No doubt, Apostle Spencer, they had to have a B selection. Somebody stood with power and with my God, a profound conviction, and they start singing, "Victory is mine." I told Satan, "Get thee behind. Victory, not tomorrow, but victory today is mine." Somebody right now in your living room, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, my God, you might be driving in your car. Just keep both hands on the wheel and shout to the top of your voice, "I got victory in Jesus." There's someone under the sound of my voice who needs to start speaking victory over in your life right now. Speak victory over your child and your children's life. Speak victory over your family. Somebody on blog radio, shout victory. Stop talking and thinking negative. Even when unfavorable things happen in your life, you ought to still shout victory. This is what the pilgrims did in the text. They celebrated God's amazing work with laughter and singing, which were signs of victory. Scripture tells us that even in foreign nations, the people were talking about how the Lord had worked miracles for his people. In other words, other communities and national organizations, aka the haters, were saying that it's amazing how the Spencers and their foundation and community work with the youth and community abroad is still going. Child, how they doing it? How they still going? I thought by now they would have been shut down, went on back to Florida. I can hear the ninjas now saying, child, they ain't getting no federal funding, so how are they still operating? If you got time, let me answer that question for you. They are operating because God is their ultimate financial source. I need two or three amens right there. I didn't say the tithe. I didn't say the offering. I didn't say in-kind donations, even though all of this is good. But ultimately, God is the source of their supply.
Amen.
According to the legendary theologian Charles Spurgeon, these foreigners from other nations were only able to talk but not able to rejoice. They were able to see what God was doing in the lives of the pilgrims, but were not able to at that time to be a part of what God was doing. Family, in this moment in biblical history, God simply allowed others to be witnesses to what God was doing in the lives of God's people. However, in the closing verse of our lesson, the psalmist says in verse, Lord have mercy, I feel the preacher coming here. The psalmist says in verse 3 that the pilgrims celebrated because the Lord had indeed worked miracles and done great things for them. Apostle Spencer and all under the sound of my voice, I don't care what you may be experiencing right now, God is still doing great things in your life. God is still doing great things in the life of ADM. The mere fact that you woke up this morning, that's a great thing. The marvelous fact that you're able to see, hear, taste, touch, and talk, good God Almighty, that's a great thing. So don't take the small things in life for granted. Reevaluate where you are in life and ask God in prayer to lead and guide you as you rework your action plan for your business, your new job, your future husband, your future wife, your new home, or your new career. And when God does it like only God can, don't think that it's a dream as the pilgrims did in our text, but know without any doubt that, baby, you're not dreaming. Why? Because who did it? God did it. First Lady Spencer, when the grant money is to build community centers for at-risk youth in various states, I just didn't say in the state of Georgia, in various states, start coming in one by one, don't you be surprised. Just lift your chocolate hands in total praise and know that who did it? God did it.
God did it.
The foundation, I'm out of here. The foundation has been laid. 4 years as a congregation offering Jesus the Christ to the least of these. 4 years serving the community, families, and the least of these. 4 years serving as a model for others to follow by displaying what true ministry, catch it here, what true ministry looks like not only on Sundays, but every single day of the week. Apostle Spencer, the Lord sent me to this blog radio service today to tell you to keep moving forward, as there are still millions of lives that need your leadership. There are still millions of people searching for someone who can speak to their mind and their spirit. Men of God, keep sounding the alarm. People of God who's working with Apostle Spencer, don't jump ship, baby. Stay in the ship. This is not the time to be trying to jump ship, for this next move will be the best move, but you will miss it if you make your move too soon. I'm out of here because my mouth is getting dry. I got to go get me some fried chicken and collard greens. I haven't had my Sunday dinner. I got to leave you now. But happy anniversary. Happy fourth anniversary, Apostle and First Lady Spencer and Awakened Deliverance Ministry. I got to get out of here and move on down the old town road. But no matter what happens in your life or ministry, know that God is still in total control. No matter how big or small your testimony may be, always remember that who did it? God did it.
God
and
did.
Guess what, family? If God did it before, God can do it again. You got to know down in your soul. Lord, I wish I could preach it like I felt it. You got to know. I'm a little hoarse today. This is my second service, but I'm going to go for broke in these last 30 seconds. You got to know down in your sanctified soul that if God brings you to it, God will bring you through it. ADM, keep on standing strong. Keep on being soldiers in the army of the Lord. And when it's all over and said, you can ask the question and you will know the answer. Who did it? God did it. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord give you many, many more years as a church, as community organizations, under this great leadership of Apostle Temple Spencer and First Lady Spencer. God bless you.
Oh, somebody, y'all might as well give God a praise all over the world. Who did it? God did it. I want you to take 2 minutes and just go ahead and praise him, because at the end of the day, who pays your bills? God did it. Who made a way out? God did it. Who healed you? God did it. Who gave you a way out of no way? God did it. When you want to commit suicide, who stopped it? God did it. I'm telling you right now, somebody got a praise. I'm going to give you 30 seconds and go ahead and just go ahead and give God a praise, because who did it? God did
it. You can tell it. If you need the Holy Ghost, you can tell it. All you gotta do is
tell you to go ahead and call them and tell them what you want, because at the end of the day, God did it. Amen. The haters, they could have counted you out a long time ago, but you're still in the race. My God Almighty, because who did it? God did it. I'm telling you right now, you got 5 more seconds to go ahead and give God a praise. Amen. Is there anybody out there? Where you at, Norway? Where you at, United Kingdom? The same God that don't work over here in United States of America is the same God will work over there for you. Who did it? God did it. Go ahead and give him praise.
I said, get a song on me.
Feel like blessing somebody. We feel like the clarion and the cream in your life. We feel like telling you what thus says the Lord. Amen. Is there anybody out there, my God Almighty, you just need a team member? My God, to join hands with this scripture declares one will chase 1,000, but two will put 10,000 to flight. I want you to go ahead and press one on your phone. We want to declare for you, decree it for you, to stand with you, because at the end of the day, who did it? God did it. And we want to just stand stand in agreement with you because Jesus is on the main line. I dare you, my God Almighty, to those that believe it, you got by, my God, 3 more seconds. I'm going to give you 3 more seconds and go ahead and pick them up, put them down, praise God, in your living room because God is on the main line. Praise because you still in the numbers. He is on the main line. Who did it? God did it. God bless you, Dr. Willie Hayes. I think Will Hayes. Amen. Y'all know. Y'all just help a brother. Help a brother out. My God Almighty. God, thank him. Amen. Like I told him once before, he is one of my favorite preachers. When I hear him preach, he always keep it real. Amen. And just keep it real for me. Keep it real. We just thank God for him once again. Families and friends, we thank God for you all for tuning in with us with ADM Ministry. I'm telling you, it's a blessing for those that picking us as your social media church family. Amen. Tune in all this week. We'll be on at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, with our very own minister-elect Monica and evangelist-elect Nita. I'm telling you, it is a blessing. If you want to just reach out to ADM Ministry and also like to be a partner with ADM Ministry, I want you to email us. Email us at admgospel1@gmail.com. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Nevertheless, we thank God for you all once again as we get ready to close, not from the Spirit of the Lord, but just hoping this broadcast just for today. We just want to keep giving him a praise. Amen. We thank God for you once again. And who did it? God did it. God bless you.